Yo, what's good, y'all? I got a special announcement.
Oh! Chill, hold on. I just peeped. I just peeped. And run your mouth. You're a black ass right in front of your house. Hey. I hear him banging out. Bam! Chill, Bobby home. You know the fucking vibes.
Yes,
hold on.
Sir.
Hold on. You know the fucking vibes. Yo,
yes,
Bobby's
sir.
Home.
No, I'm saying.
It's been how long you been in
I'm
jail
not gonna
for?
Lie, bro. I had it ready here. Too. I'm gonna say, damn. The last time we did a podcast was.
We could go.
Welcome back home, Bobby. Let's go. We need you on the podcast, bro. What's up?
You know the vibes. What?
Hey, welcome to Fact Taji, episode 63, bro. We back on another episode.
You know the fucking vibes.
Yes,
bro.
Sir.
Episode 63. Bow, bow, bow.
Wait, is it actually 63?
Nah, it's 63 for real, bro.
Oh, shit.
62 was last week.
You're right.
I feel
like.
Yo, what
if it's actually like 64 or some shit?
Yo,
we fucked up the count.
We
like
just don't know
10.
Where we at.
We got two episodes 11 and shit.
Yo, if we dead fuck up the count, we not fixing it.
We just gonna keep running.
That's just gonna be a blooper.
Even if we look at it on Anchor, we just not even gonna pay attention.
This shit about to make me go through all of it now. I'm about to check.
I've done that before. We've been on track.
Bet. But I. What's good, y'all? How was y'all week?
My shit cool, yeah.
Cool.
I've been working all week, made money, so
calm week.
Good money, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hope everybody had a good week. Y'all been waiting for since last Friday.
How was your week?
Oh, how was my week?
How was your week?
You asking the questions and shit.
I seen you going crazy with your videos, bro.
Content
all day.
Consistency.
I've been keeping myself busy, you know what I'm saying? Working on a couple things.
You
know what I'm saying?
Me,
yo, hold on. I'm gonna keep it on the DL, bro. I ain't gonna tell nobody nothing, but I'm gonna just say, yo, everybody in the Discord and everybody here, just send me all the good luck and all the good vibes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just, I know what you're talking about.
Give me all the good luck and all the good vibes. Yes, you know sir. What I'm saying?
Don't do it, Muzzy.
I'm not.
He was about to be like, oh, you talking about?
Nah.
Oh, you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing on air, nothing, just in case. But yeah. Everybody just throw me all the good vibes and
you trying to collab with me, bro?
Chill.
Alright. So no.
That's wild.
But yo, so last week, you know, we ran through a whole bunch of unpopular opinions that people in the group had. By the way, Julio's not here.
Shame. Point at him and say shame.
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 Nah,
shame.
Nah. Shame. Nah. He had a family emergency, so you know what I'm saying.
Still shame. But
you can't air his business out there. Just let me get shame.
I hope everything good with him, but shame.
Shame. Shame. We got. Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
But yeah.
We got rid of the weakest link. I got it.
But we still do.
I got it. I'll do it for you.
But yo, we back again. Last week we ran through unpopular opinions. That was a part one. Today we got a lot more that I'm running through the chat. You know what I'm saying? We're going through part two and we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing, we starting off with a slightly heavy topic. You know
damn,
what I'm saying?
It starts off like that?
A slightly one. Because it's picking up where we left off.
We should kill orphans. All right.
What?
What?
I'm just joking. Go ahead, bro.
Yo. What's up with this
That's
guy?
That's my unpopular opinion. What are you talking about?
Very unpopular.
Very unpopular. Go ahead.
Well, I agree, though. Anyway, religion does more harm than good.
Oof.
That was the first unpopular opinion.
Who does that? Well, you don't have to say.
Did I say it?
Yeah, Chandra said that.
Oh shit, I did.
Damn.
I feel like my entire like motive towards that was that every time there was a war back, like in history. It's always because of religion. Niggas like, yo, you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. You don't believe in God? Nah. So let's fight. What's up? That was basically...
Yeah, a lot of the older wars.
Yeah.
Like, so, but in my opinion, that's kind of anything.
I mean,
anything beef-wise,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you not on my side?
Yeah,
you not on my tribe, nigga?
Religion,
fuck you.
Religion has always had the most impactful wars. So, like, the Crusades, crazy. That shit was... Like,
yeah,
mad
fast.
Long, like
this fast.
And that was wild.
But I feel like I feel, just not to cut Muzzy off, but I feel like people who are naturally violent are going to bring violence to religion. So if you're violent, you're going to make the religion violent, and it's going to be portrayed like that. Like
Not only violent, but the radicals. Mm-hmm. Like, if you hard believe in this God, you're going to do anything. Like, you're going to start wars, all that shit.
Another thing that I was, like, also thinking on when I wrote that topic was just being from a family of Christians myself. If I came to my mom and said, yo, mom, I don't believe in God. I believe in God, by the way. I don't, like, I truly don't really, like, like, I don't see religion the same way most people see religion. But if I came to my mom and I said, yo, I don't believe in God, she would disown me.
You believe in God, but you're not religious.
Yeah, basically.
You're agnostic.
Yeah. Okay, I'm agnostic, I guess.
I'm agnostic. Okay. I don't believe in religion. I actually agree with Chandra that religion does more harm. Well, no. Actually, no, I don't agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I would say I'm more so on the middle ground, because I don't think religion causes more harm than good, but I don't think it's as good as people try to make it seem. Uh-huh. Because it's very much a mix of both, especially for me, because like, I also grew up Christian. I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. And growing Seventh-day Adventist. It's basically Christian, but we go to church on Saturdays. Uh-huh. And the rules are slightly different, but it's most the same thing.
It's a little bit stricter.
Yeah.
Shit.
So yeah, I grew up Seventh-day Adventist, and you know, growing up, like I'm in a family full of people who were religious, believe in God. But as soon as I started getting older, I started asking a lot of questions. A lot of things weren't adding up to me. A lot of things I just didn't care about. And I eventually ended up dropping religion. But I do believe that there is some sort of higher power.
Yeah,
I do believe there's a higher power. Call it God, call it the universe, mm-hmm. call it whatever you want to call it.
I definitely believe in faith and like whatever happens for a reason is based off of the higher power.
I would say that I feel like God isn't tied to a religion.
Yeah,
like, I feel like God is a separate thing.
It's just universal.
So I'm kind of on the same ground as Stephon, where it's like in the middle. I see the good in it, but I also see the bad in it.
Yeah, you know? I see the way I see religion. I see religion as it is. It's a very man-made thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, man made religion, God didn't, you know?
Facts.
And I feel like, I think I've said this on a podcast before, but personally, I see God not as, you know, some all good knowing person. Mm. I see God as a scientist, a person that had an experiment, had a hypothesis. He did a little something, and he's just watching it all play out, you know? To us, it seems like centuries and centuries and centuries, but to him, the experiment could have lasted 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And he's just watching it happen, and he's just seeing what happened if he had did this, or, you know, like, the Big Bang was probably just a chemical reaction or some shit. Like, yeah, I'm just an example.
Cup on the table.
Type shit, you know?
That's the chemical dinosaur expert. Extinction was this nigga like, fuck, man, I fucked up again.
And he's like, wait, hold on. Let me see.
This worked.
Type shit. So
did that monkey just turn into a... What the fuck?
Yeah. What if he just got tired of the dinosaurs and just said, you know what? I'm going to start over my name.
Andy, I don't want to play with you anymore.
Type shit.
Got bored.
So just threw the shit in the garbage. But nah, like that's honestly the way I see it personally. And I'd like Nichols said, I see the good and I also see the bad in it. Like, some people, they require a certain amount of faith, and being like believing in something like religion does a lot of good for them. Because I've seen certain people where religion has turned their life for the better, you know? Because some people need something to believe in this life that we live.
It gives them a motive and a drive and reason.
And some religions, they do have like a layout of good qualities to follow, you know? Mm-hmm. So if some people need that, and that's what they need to keep striving and keep moving forward, then that's good, you know?
And it'd be the radical people, like I said earlier, like, you know, if you look at Christians get a bad rap because of, you know, all this extra shit, like, you know, talking down on gay people and all this stuff. But that just be like the radical people, you're going to hell if you don't.
Yeah.
Some Christians, especially the background that I had, I grew up Christian, they're cool ass people, bro. They cool ass people, man.
That shit like weird.
The number one downfall of most religions is hypocrisy.
Yes. It's like 100%.
Telling people to do something, but you know damn well you don't follow it or you can't follow it.
Yo, you know how many people in church tell me, to, yo, make sure you follow the Ten Commandments, and they all cheating on the significant other?
No, it's crazy.
it's just cheating on you.
But imagine saying God love all, but then hating gay people.
Facts.
That logic don't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
It don't make sense.
Like, you know, first of all, like, imagine just hating somebody because they attracted to the same sex. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like a lot of religion, well, I guess the radical religious people, they just mad over the dumbest shit ever.
Hey, bro, I might go to hell with this one, but it's funny that you say that. But when I was a kid, I always be listening to the preachers, and they be like, "Jesus is inside you." I'll be like, "Hey, yo, my nigga, pull this." They be saying some wild shit sometimes. So I'm like, bro, how you gonna come at gay people when you gonna say some wild shit like that, bro?
But nah, for real, like, I feel like the world would just be so much better if people just minded their own fucking business.
Yeah.
Like what the next man is on is really none of it. It really is no concern to me. Like, you like other men, cool. I don't. it's as simple as that.
That's not gonna stop me from throwing an AO in there.
But see, yeah, that's the thing though, because we do it jokingly. You know what I'm saying? Because if you grew up in the hood, bro, we just do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
AO is just a reaction, bro.
Yeah, it's just a reaction. It's not me saying, "Oh, I fucking hate gay people." Like,
I did that shit to my brother. My brother's pretty open about it. Like, super open about being gay. So I'd be like, "Yo, go look. Come on, bro. Pause."
Do him doing nothing?
Yeah. Yo, your brother's just talking to you about a whole man he with, and Muzzy's like, "Yo, bro. Hey, yo."
I'd be like, "Yo, bro, before you say something, first of all, pause." Yeah. No, but I love him OD, man.
Okay.
Brother knows I love him.
But we all kind of like on the same point right there.
Yeah,
so
religion doesn't cause more harm than good.
I think it's in the middle.
It's in the middle for me.
So next opinion: social media's purpose has been shifted. This is also Chandre. Mm. What do you mean by that?
Oh, yo. So I think we could all agree a blue check is more valuable to a lot of people than they really think. Like, people would deadass kill over a blue check type shit.
I feel you.
So,
but
yes,
I feel like,
and no, but continue.
I feel like social media's main purpose was to connect with people and like what do you call it? Just have those long distance valued relationships. And then now the purpose is just everybody trying to get
the
clout.
15 seconds
and
of fame.
Yeah, like you see the girl with the fucking Gorilla Glue hair?
Bro, oh my God.
She got 1 million followers,
bro,
on TikTok.
Bro, she's selling merch. She has a management team. Yo, bro, Nick.
Yo, hold on.
Does Jimmy have a management team?
But Pete. She's only doing it because it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to blame her.
Yo.
Take advantage of
it. I'm not blaming her, but this is what I mean. Like, social media is completely drifted. Like,
okay. I mean, to
and
be
I'm
honest,
not saying it's bad that it's drifted, because that's just how human nature works.
Mm-hmm.
You create an idea and you build off of it. But the main focus of social media was to connect with people that you love, and now it's just kind of shifted onto just everybody trying to make ends meet. It's kind of like a job now.
Reason why I low key disagree with you, and it's gonna sound stupid, but social media low key started because of Soulja Boy with the whole crank that and.
What?
Yeah, no cap. Like, him, he was, like, the first, like, nigga to stream his music. So, it's always been about sharing shit.
That's not social media, though.
I mean,
if we talk about...
I would say Soulja Boy started the whole, like, dancing and, like, the whole viral dance music shit. Like, he started that. But social media? Nah.
Social media started to connect people.
Yeah.
But it turned into some different shit. Mm-hmm. If we combine both ideas, it turned into
I would say social media, like, its purpose has shifted.
Oh yeah.
But I do think it shifted for the better. It's just that some people use it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna cap, bro, if it wasn't for social media, bro, I would hate life right now.
That's true.
I would hate life.
9 to 5, bro.
Do you really think that though? Cause when I was
imagine me in college trying to get a regular job.
True.
I be working on cars right now.
I'm taking the chopper to the Martha, nigga. I don't know. I always
have this theory that if you grow up a certain way, like that you're just used to, you would never like look at that other way. Like, hey, he's doing that. I wish I could do that. Like, let's say if like we all never had social media. Like, social media was never a social construct. Like, it never existed. I feel like we would never be bounded to it in the first place. Like, we would never, like.
I disagree. Because I feel like, all right, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Everything new starts because one person was not comfortable with the mundane regular life. Mm-hmm. So even if we didn't have social media and like none of us saw that kind of life, mm-hmm. one of us would still be that one guy to be like, something feels off about the way we live our life right now. Mm-hmm. Because like if we take thousands of years ago type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like so long ago, you know? Everyone was probably on some farm life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing regular shit, cattle, like, fucking taking care of cows and a whole bunch of shit, right? But it took the one person to be like,
fuck this shit.
Like, fuck this shit. Mm-hmm. This shit is boring. Or, like, even the niggas that fucking created, like, whose idea was it to ride a fucking horse? The one nigga that was tired of walking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Every nigga tried to ride a bear, didn't work.
And then
he found the horse. Like, oh,
and
shit,
that's the thing, like, the first nigga to make a call, because he got tired of riding horses. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be the one person that gets sick and tired of the mundane life and wants to change it. So even if we didn't have social media, there'd still be some people out there in the world that'd be like, something feels off about the fact that I gotta wait until next week and randomly see you on the street to be like, hey, Shroja, I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, but that also doesn't really mean that was like people were tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what you grew up to know.
I think they were tired of writing fucking letters and putting them on birds and say, yo.
I don't think so, bro.
That's just
the life you know. Like, I feel like if you just grow up a certain way and you just have that life and you just do those things, you're just going to be like, hey, this is just life. This is how it is. Like, the situation that we was talking about after the podcast last week, where we was talking about the children in Africa, they view that their lives right now as just their lives. Like, they don't really see, like, oh, obviously, like, yeah, I obviously want to eat, but they don't they don't have that idea, like, oh shit, I'm trying to be like that nigga in America with a cell phone. And
they
live their life the way they usually live it, so they don't, like, it's hard to explain. Like, it's not like they're living an envious life.
You can't miss what you've never had.
I disagree. Because I think most people, I wouldn't say envious is the word, but most people want to do something different if their entire life is revolving around one thing. Because, like, say I take an example of, like if you live a certain lifestyle, then, you know, you don't really look for a change, right? Let's take for an example.
I got an example.
Go ahead. Somebody who grew up poor their entire lives, right? Mm-hmm. Like my day to day basis is I got no fucking money. Mm-hmm. Like I barely got food. Niggas sometimes go hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's my day to day life, and this is my norm. But then something about the fact that I probably can't eat tomorrow just don't feel right.
Nah, yeah, for sure. But what I was trying to say was, this is my example that I thought of, right? Let's say if your life right now, right, you were just transported to, like, 1880s, where niggas are driving horses, fucking...
You said driving horses?
Riding horses. Niggas are riding horses, writing letters.
If I went back to 1880, I'd be a slave,
bro. Bro. That's true.
That's true. Yeah, you out there, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
I come out the time machine, first thing I make is, nigger!
Yeah, we got another one, boys.
Yes!
But what I try to say is,
who let you off the plantation?
Let's just remove the slavery and the segregation and all that other shit, right?
Oh, shit.
You would be dribbed, because you would have no phone.
Another chocolate boy.
You'd have no, like, normal form of entertainment usually live. All these other niggas would be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? What's wrong with him? Like, he's tight right now. Why is he... What?
There was a lots of forms of entertainment way back. Even, like, super, super way
fucking
back.
Fucking...
plays and shit. Like Shakespeare.
Going to see Shakespeare? You think Stefan is going to go see Shakespeare?
Hell yeah, nigga.
I'll fuck
around
and go see Shakespeare, nigga.
Nigga, I'll fuck
You're black. You're not valid in the theater.
Oh, you right.
Wait, why you sound
even put me in my place, yo?
That just sounded so racist.
Nah, that's what the niggas at the entrance gonna say.
You black. Listen here, boy.
The nigga step out gonna be like, one ticket, please.
Fuck, nigga.
Excuse me.
Yo, I like how you say you're minus the segregation.
Nah. And then he said, you try to see Shakespeare though?
You're black.
Nah, but I feel like, you know, just because you live a life a certain way all the time doesn't mean you get... You ever seen that episode?
Like, obviously, he'll adjust. But I'm saying in the current, like, day that he arrives there, he's going to be dread because he would have nothing normal that he's usually used to.
But to be honest, but like I said, my point still stands that, like, regardless of if you get used to a certain lifestyle... Uh-huh. There's always going to be one person that's gonna be like, this could be done better, or like, this can be improved upon, or this could be different. You know, like, mm-hmm. like, bro, why the fuck do you think we got motherfuckers making sex dolls now? Nice. Because one virgin-ass nigga was like, it's too hard to get pussy, I might as well make my own.
Like, I'm tired of beating my dick.
I got this degree in engineering for what? To get no pussy.
Yes. See, that nigga is just sad. I'm gonna create my bitch.
I'm gonna charge thousands. Watch me get the bag, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
it's too hard to get some.
This too hard.
That's a fire bag, though. To be able to create that, have people actually buy it? Wow.
How would you feel though? Like, you got rich off of helping niggas bust a nut, like,
bro. That's happening in Japan right now.
It's literally that's a business.
You won't just think to yourself like, kind of. That's
the CEOs of Pornhub do that.
Yeah.
I think that's low-key pause on my side. Like, I would just be like,
bro, if I was the CEO of Pornhub, nigga, I'd love myself.
No, I'd but you also gotta crazy. Say like no homo, like at least one or two times. Nope. Man, you're like, no nope. Pause. Every second a nigga busts because of you, bro. Like,
good.
Hey, yo.
I'm putting on for all the men out there and the women. Good shit, me.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
But yeah.
Nah, maybe it's the CEO of Porto. I gotta switch that up.
No cap.
He doing better than Jeff Bezos.
Some Canadian guys, I think so.
A Canadian nigga?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, yo, shout out Canada, yo.
Yeah, they really shit it.
They're looking, eh?
Yeah. They took down all the good videos, though, but I don't really, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, Porto's not that bad.
It's not bad, but it's like, they took down, like, the...
Yeah. Alright, next opinion.
Every porn video got to skate in it now. Like, we talk about blue checks. Now you can't watch porn unless a person got a blue check.
Damn.
Next opinion. All right. Is morally wrong to not send a few cents a month to kids in Africa if you can afford it?
Man, fuck them kids.
Listen.
Who put that?
Julio put that.
Oh, man.
And he not here, but I'm going to keep it a stat.
You give a fuck about these kids, bro?
I'm going to keep it a stat. Yo, Julio, you're wilding. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, bro, I'd rather pay $1.50 more for a bag at the grocery store than to get 50 cents, nigga. What are you talking about?
That's fucked up. But like, it's true, though. You know what it is? You know why I like this topic? It's honest, my
yo,
nigga.
Like, let's keep it a stat.
Let's keep it a stat.
Because I'm not going to lie. Am I the only one that doesn't like giving my money away when I don't know where it's going?
Exactly.
Because I feel like if I give it to an organization that's like, hey, we're helping African children to eat. All right, let me see the proof.
Like, yo,
you want to see a picture of an African kid?
You know how easy it is? You know how easy it is for a nigga to walk up to you and say, yo, every cent you give me is going to the kids in Africa.
Nigga go around the corner and like, yo, let me get an eighth, dog.
Like, bro. Bro, fucking Pepsi, I think it was Pepsi or Coke, one of them. Them motherfuckers, they made white cans, and for every purchase of white cans, it was to go to save the polar bears.
Nigga, fuck the polar bears.
Polar bear need my dog, fuck. Just leave the just fucking fuck? North Pole. Like, that's what? All you gotta do.
Like I said, just leave.
Just get the fuck out.
Ever heard of Iceland?
Stop bothering them, man. Like, what the fuck? That's all you gotta save the polar bears. Like, I'm supposed to give a fuck.
Yo, you ever heard of an animal extinct and you just sit there like, I don't really give a fuck?
Yo, like, it's like, yo, keep it a stack, bro. It's not morally wrong for shit, bro. Like, if you ask me to give a couple of cents to niggas in Africa, bro, if I don't feel like giving a couple of cents, then I don't give a fuck.
I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. I don't even.
Honestly,
if you asking me, I'd be like, my nigga.
Nah.
I'd rather go to Africa myself and donate.
Nah, you good.
No way.
Okay, Akon, nigga. Like,
hey, dude, not even.
Listen, if I
you telling me I'm going to Africa just to walk around in the slums and give money to kids, bro? Yeah, yeah,
not money. Give something else. You give like books. And pencils.
A nigga can't niggas don't want to read.
Niggas want to eat, yo. imagine you see a skinny ass little kid in Africa. Yo, nigga want food. You hand him a book.
Yo, read this. I heard Game of Thrones is lit. Nigga.
What was it? Eat the pages, nigga.
Nigga kind of.
You know how mad I would be if I'm a starving kid in Africa.
I'm gonna give him like a you know a Snicker bar in the side. Yeah. Take the Snicker bar in the back. You feel me?
Nigga, oh, giving me a Snicker bar, a book and a piece of chocolate.
This nigga done.
What the?
This nigga done ate his little brother. And you gave him Harry Potter.
Yo, this is why I can't be rich, bro.
Not even one or two, nigga. He got to skip two books.
Nah, bro. Damn, no, man. I understand you gotta be grateful for what you get, bro. But if I was a little kid in Africa and I see a nigga come up to me with a Snicker bar and a Dr. Seuss book, oh God, I'm be mad as shit. I'm be mad as fuck.
But real talk though, I hate it when niggas use that. Oh, I donate to starving kids in Africa.
Good for you.
As a way to like say that I'm better than you, like. Nigga,
I hate that.
Like, what?
Who really gives a fuck?
You know, and it's anybody that's probably listened to this and be like, y'all grimy. Listen, you don't give a fuck either.
Yo, keep it a sec.
Show me a couple receipts of you donating to Africa.
I'm lying to
you.
You
don't give a fuck either.
You don't give a fuck either.
A lot of niggas in the internet love to be like, yo, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, but don't be doing none of it.
Exactly.
They want to see us be the superheroes. Like, nigga,
bro,
you
first
do
of
it.
All, stop pocket watching, nigga. Stop pocket watching.
I don't got a dollar.
Stop telling niggas what to do with their money, bro.
Like, nigga, I might not eat tomorrow, nigga. Me and the African kid might got a lot in common, nigga. Like, chill the fuck out, bro. Donate to me. Fuck is you talking about?
I'll come first, nigga. What are you talking about?
Nah, watch niggas try to flip this on us. Like, so we shouldn't donate to the podcast, right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
listen,
whoa,
y'all.
Whoa, whoa,
if y'all want to keep hearing us.
Hey, listen. In my opinion.
This is a transaction.
It's your choice.
Hold on. No, this is a transaction, okay?
Yeah.
I give you content. You give me money. If I give money to a nigga in Africa, what he doing for me?
Oh my God.
What he doing for me?
Listen, just to clean that up, donate if you would like to, okay?
Just know, when you go to the supermarket and say, hey, you want to donate to starving kids, be like, damn, I might want to donate to Fantology.
Like, yo, just think about your options then. We give you content.
Niggas gonna bring this up in the future, like, yo, listen to what Fantology says.
That's all I'm saying, yo. Next opinion.
Yo.
Slut shaming isn't a big deal / doesn't exist. That's from Muzzy.
Okay, so I almost forgot what was my point, but yeah.
You know who you work for, my nigga?
But that's a
nigga. Come on, bro.
Shout out, Violet, you heard? But the thing is, I wouldn't call her a slut. You know what I'm talking about? Pete, Tia.
All right,
look. So this is what I, when niggas be like, hey, stop slut shaming, right? What that means? I'm shaming a slut, right?
Yeah.
If I just said stop slut shaming, you technically just call this bitch a slut. You feel what I'm saying?
You're telling me Violet Mai is not a slut.
listen. People, if you call somebody a slut, you are now slut shaming.
Listen, she calls herself a hoe. She said that to herself.
Whatever she wants to identify as, that's what she identifies. I'm talking about just regular
niggas. Niggas is what she tries to identify as.
I'm just talking about, it's 2021, nigga.
I feel you, bro. All right, but look, what's a slut, though?
All right. Yo, listen. Personally, me, a slut is a bitch that take a lot of dick, okay?
A lot.
All right, yeah.
But if that's a factual statement, then what's wrong with calling somebody a slut?
Exactly my point. If a bitch just take down the whole football team, I should be able to call her a slut. So, if I call her a slut and that's slut shaming, isn't you saying, hey, you're slut shaming, you in
okay,
turn
no,
calling
I
her
don't
a slut?
Think, I don't think calling somebody a slut is slut shaming. It's just more so, if I call you a slut, I'm just acknowledging you a slut. I think slut shaming is saying, oh,
you ain't
you're
shit.
A piece of shit there because you're a slut or something like that.
Less
slut
than
shaming.
A person.
Like, yeah, calling somebody, yeah, like, Like, insulting somebody because of what they do, that's different.
Then you never getting no pussy from her. Like, damn, you fucked up.
No, because if I'm fucking a girl, bro, and I call her my little slut, she not gonna stop me and be like, oh, you slut-shaming me right now.
That's her.
She gonna be like, damn, daddy, that's hot. Like,
my thing is, you never really know a person until you get to know them. So it's like, you can't really slut-shame a person unless you really know. You know what I'm talking about?
That's not true.
And not only that, it's like, even though, like, slut, but you can't, like, fuck what people
be. And feel like being rude, then I could be like, you're less of a person because you're a fucking slut, you little whore.
And then I'll just look at you like,
that's beastie. Like, that's slut shaming. Like, that's beastie.
I ain't gonna last the four shit in the last 10 seconds. The last 10 seconds was hard.
That's what I'm saying. I don't say shit like that, but I'm saying, but that's slut shaming, you know what I'm saying? Making somebody, like, seem like they're less of a person or a bad person.
Now, let me ask you, how does that affect somebody who's out here living their best life? Who gives a fuck what other people really say?
A lot of people.
You shouldn't really give a fuck.
I mean, yeah, you shouldn't, but that doesn't change the fact that people do.
Yeah. Hey, stop giving a fuck. If somebody say, hey, you're less, because, like, people shit on people for OnlyFans. Like why do you give a fuck if somebody shit in your OnlyFans?
It's the thing, though. It does have, like, it has a consequence. There's a consequence to everything, to me. When it comes to that OnlyFans shit, wasn't there recently, like, a kid who got bullied, like, complete, like, because his I think he got kicked out of school because his mom.
I know what you're talking about. I saw that story. Two kids. They got expelled because the school found out about their mom's OnlyFans.
Right.
First of all, that's fucked up.
That's okay.
What her OnlyFans got to do with them going to school, right, for one? But two, like, I mean, we all kind of knew this was a thing. If you got to really think about it, because we all grew up in school, especially if you grew up in New York. Listen, bro, kids will take any reason to just throw some shit at you. Like, I'll be damned if I was in school and then somebody say, yo, that's why I got your mom's OnlyFans.
Like, bro, you're 15. How?
Like, yo, I would pop you in your
phone. I'm calling the fucking cops. like, yo.
It's like, I seen your mom naked on the Pornhub.
Yo, imagine the parent-teacher, like, conferences, bro. Different.
Like, would you call somebody who want OnlyFans a slut? Like, what are they just showing their body off?
I mean, does she want me to call her a slut?
That's usually whatever you identify.
What's
whatever
a slut?
Yo. All right, so what I say a slut is like one girl, and I don't know, because I feel like that's the thing. I don't think there's nothing to be a slut about. If you are one girl and you want to take 50 dicks to the mouth, it's you. You feel me? I won't really judge you.
I say that. It's you.
I want to be 51.
You are absolutely correct. If you want to do that, that's your body. I can't stop you. It's none of my business.
Slut. The definition of slut is a woman who has many casual sexual partners.
You see, that's fucked up. That's like,
I don't think it's a fuck. I think it's just what it is.
So, yeah. Would you say Stephon's a slut?
I don't get no bitches. What do you mean?
I was trying to say neither. You get way.
It says a woman who has many sexual. Is he a woman, bro?
That's the thing. Like,
no. Listen, Stephon, I feel like
Stephon,
I feel like
is a thought. That's different.
What?
It's the same shit. It's the same. They're all synonyms.
I don't get no bitches. What do you mean?
They're all synonyms. But like,
I'm trying to catch up to you, man.
Stop capping. I don't get no bitches,
bro. I feel like it's the same shit. It just is what it is. It's not like a negative thing.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's up to you on what you decide is offensive or not. I don't think it is.
It is what it is.
No, like, we look at slut as just a negative.
Yeah, we look at it as a negative
thing. Yeah, people just look at it as a negative thing. Mm. But to be honest, if we just look at the definition, it's like, if that's what you want,
that's literally what it is. It just is what it is, bro. I can't. There's no.
Yeah.
I think a whore is just a lot harder.
They're the same things, bro.
Nah. A whore, that's a person that you pay to fuck you. Like,
whore,
that's
slut.
A whore is a prostitute.
A whore is a prostitute. A slut is not a prostitute.
Bro, we getting into it.
Moving on.
It fucking whore, like, that's OT.
You see, okay,
that's whore shaming. I believe in whore shaming, not slut shaming.
Hold on. But listen though, right? When you say certain shit, it always, like I've said this before, right? It's always about the words you put before the action.
Context.
It's always about the context, right? Because if I say, oh, you're a whore, You know what I'm saying? It sounds a little less bad than you fucking whore. Like that, like one clearly is worse than the other. It's like
fucking like,
but it's like dead ass. It's all about the words. It's all about the context and the tone. Like if I say, "Oh, you bitch," and then I would say, "You bitch," like you know,
why well, you sound like an anime character? You bitch.
Like it's like, or if I say, "You fucking bitch," or "You damn bitch," like
dumb bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like the words you put before it really add to how bad the end of the sentence is. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Harlot. Yeah.
I'm gonna start calling a bitch a succubus.
You fucking gypsy.
Oh, I don't think you can say that.
You gypsy witch.
You succubus.
That's way less harsh than calling a hoe.
It's like Jezebel. You fucking Jezebel.
Yeah, you
suck cock in hell, you fucking.
He's fat.
This thing, yo. Yeah. Oh, you're nothing but a devil's maiden.
Have you ever called someone a tramp? What? Have you ever called anybody a tramp before?
Yeah.
A tramp? No, God damn. Fucking
no, I feel
tramp.
Like truckers say you fucking tramp. Oh, man.
Bro, I...
Man, God damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Moving on to the next.
You started speaking old English, bro. That shit remind me of the nigga TikTok.
Oh, you devil's maiden.
You devil's maiden.
All right. Oh, next opinion. It's worse to knowingly let someone die than it is to murder someone, huh?
Wait, what?
Damn.
Tee up.
What?
Repeat that.
Julio said that. It's worse to knowingly let someone die than it is to murder someone, huh?
Oh, no. I know what you mean. All
right, so peep this. Nigga right here, Bob, he on the floor, he bleeding out. We just looking at this nigga and we laughing.
Nah.
But who's, are we just laughing?
I got a better situation. Let's say, right, it's a barrage of bullets being shot in one direction. You and it's some random nigga next to you. He get hit. You have the option to drag this nigga to safety, but you putting your life on the motherfucking line.
Yo, Nichols, look at me. Do I look like a fucking military trained?
Fuck no, I'm
so a Navy SEAL nigga. You have chosen to let this nigga die.
Oh, it's
so is it worse for that to happen or for you to pull out a gun, just blast him in the head one time?
So I'm compared to the nigga who shot the gun. Just because I said, hey, I don't want to get fucked up.
Basically, that's
suck what my dick.
To me, yo,
yo,
yo, yo,
yo, whoever said that, bro.
Julio.
Yo, bro.
Hey,
bro.
You want us to call him on FaceTime?
I ain't not.
Nah.
That's
okay. Because I have no idea what this
is. He's tweaking. Bro. Like, okay, first of all, like, it's so much worse to murder somebody than it is to let some. But, bro, like, if I found out somebody got shot, right? Or, like, I found out somebody's about to die. But, in order to change that situation, I'd be putting myself in danger.
Who am I to this person?
Like,
is this my man's? That's why I bring up the first scenario. Because it's like, that isn't logic. Like, if there's an active shooter spraying down everybody, fuck do I look like being Superman, nigga?
Stupid.
I'm
not
bulletproof.
I'm out.
Damn,
I'm
nigga, you got caught. That's fate, nigga.
I mean, unless you my man's, and I'll try my best, but...
Yeah.
But, okay, here's my thing, right? If it's my man's, I'll do anything in my power to make sure you don't die.
Facts.
But, yo, let's keep it 100 in a stack with each other right now. Y'all my brothers. I'm not dying for y'all. I'm not dying for y'all.
That's tough.
All right, let's put this in perspective.
And, let's keep it in stack. I don't want y'all dying for me either. Like, I feel like, yo, like, keep it 100, bro. Mm-hmm. You would y'all jumping in front of a bullet for me?
Yeah.
There's a couple niggas I would.
Depends on the moment, bro. I don't know. I would do it for bad people, and I feel like when the moment happens, I wouldn't.
Well,
I
never
think I'll be shook. I'll be like, yo, what the fuck?
To be honest, I try my hardest not to find myself in that situation.
Yeah.
I'll keep you safe from that. Yeah.
I'll try my best to keep you safe from that.
I feel like the first option isn't just to jump in front of the bullet. It's to apprehend the nigga. It's two of us and there's just one nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like you were like dying for
I won't jump in front of the bullet for you, but I try to hit you up the way. If I got
I try to prevent it, but like I'm talking about like dying for a nigga.
All right, so let's say God for fucking big, right? You trapped in a car. Mm-hmm. It's on fire, right? I think in that situation, I would try to get you out the car.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would too.
You feel me? I'm not the Flash. I can't run in front of a bullet.
This is an even worse situation. Let's say, God forbid.
Let's use Bob. This is
okay. Yeah, I want to put us in this.
Yeah.
Let's say Bob finna die. Bob is the homie, right? Mm. We love this nigga. Bob, the nigga need a heart transplant. Somebody got to give up their heart.
You giving up your heart?
Who doing it?
Sorry.
I'm not doing that.
So that's worse. So in this situation, sorry, that's worse than just put a bullet in this nigga's fucking dog.
No.
What about this situation, right? There's a nigga that's coming up to rob you. Right, which and you with your homie. Let's say Bob again. Mm. Right, he's like, one of y'all niggas gotta die.
I ain't gonna lie, Bob is.
Yo, you telling me there's no scenario where I can at least save both of us? It's one guaranteed death. It's this nigga.
It's like either one of y'all die. I gotta choose.
It's like, yo, fight. If we both tied up, and then like there's a murderer, and he's like, yo, one of y'all gotta die. And he's just like, yo, y'all choose which one of y'all
get
dying.
Get these niggas to form, bro. I ain't do shit, bro.
And to be honest, I'm not even gonna blame you.
Yo, because keep it aside, bro. I feel like the best option is to try to fight to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll try to prevent the situation, but if we've already tried everything we can.
All options
and
it's exhausted.
All options exhausted. If you decide to save yourself instead of saving me, I can't even be mad at you for that. I can't be mad at you for that.
I'll give you guys my kidneys, though.
Nah, I think you need those, bro.
Yeah,
you need those, bro.
Keep both of them shit.
Nah, if one of my homies need a kidney, nigga, and I got good ones.
Nah, bro.
It's like
you
yo.
You have pee problem when you're older, bro.
Yeah, bro, I don't want that for you.
Keep both of them shits, bro.
This shit's gonna come out like in spurts. Like,
don't give up your organs.
Yeah, I don't want that for you.
I don't give up organs.
Even if not, let's use that as an example. You could give up this organ and you will still be good. But if you don't do it, this other nigga's gonna die.
Listen. Who I'm giving this shit to?
To the homie.
And have we exhausted? Can we find a dead nigga who don't need it no more?
That's what I'm saying.
Can we find? Let's exhaust all the options first before you look at me talking like.
Because wait, hold on. Because have you guys seen the movie where it was this dude and his kid needed a heart transplant and he couldn't find any options.
John Q.
Yeah, he helped like Q, he fucked at gunpoint. Like he held up the whole entire hospital. And he said, yo, like, nobody's leaving until y'all find a heart for my son type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to exhaust all options before I drop my shit.
That's a stupid-ass option. Because you're not going to see your son if you get a heart.
As long as that nigga stay alive, bro.
You never seen John Q?
Nah,
John Q, that's a
fire
movie.
Watch that movie.
I'll watch that movie.
OG Denzel watching the movie.
But we got to exhaust all options. Like, is there no one else that's willing to pass a heart up? Like, yo, is your grandmother dying anytime soon? She don't need that. My son do though. Like,
yo, holy
like,
shit.
Type shit. But
I don't know the point of this question, but fuck it. We I guess we all agree.
Fucking next opinion, right? If you don't own a pair of Tim's, you're fake ass New Yorker. Suck my dick, bro. I don't.
Who wrote that?
Julio.
Nigga said Julio?
Julio, my fault.
You don't own a pair of Tim's, you're a fake New Yorker.
I'm I don't own it. I'm not jacking that. Just because I have no reason for Tim's.
I feel like if you never ate a chopped cheese, then you're not a real New Yorker. You gotta at least have a chopped cheese.
Bro, if you never had a bacon, egg, and cheese. I feel like a bacon, egg, and cheese is different. You could not have a chopped cheese with an airy.
I feel like if you've never had an Arizona.
Yeah, if you never had an Arizona.
That's more reasonable to
yeah.
me. If you've never had a Metro card, then you're not a New Yorker.
If you never got light, nigga, you're not a New Yorker.
Like, all them upstate niggas that be jacking.
You never got New York.
No, you're not, bro. You never take the train before. Never been at the MTA.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. If you're not part of the five boroughs, bro, you're not from here. You're not from New York.
Well, if you're from Staten Island, you're not from New York.
Like, you from Staten Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? Because some people would be jacking, they from New York, and like, nah, you live on the outskirts, bro. Like, you live in the outskirts.
You live on a fucking island, bro. You gotta take a boat to come here.
You don't live out here, bro.
I'm from New York. Where you from? New Rochelle. Word.
what the fuck?
I'm from New York. Where? Albany. Nigga, if you don't eat it.
You not from
here,
bro.
I'm from Rochester.
What the fuck, bro?
Just say you from Rochester, bro. You're not from New York.
From upstate.
You from upstate. Say that. I'm from upstate Rochester. like type shit. Alright, the drinking age should be 18. Okay. Chandra said that. Nah, I do not agree
with
that.
Why not? Why don't y'all?
18-year-olds are retarded.
Oh, fucking stupid.
I don't want to say that word.
I'm saying it. Stupid. No, not retarded, but stupid.
Yeah. So, stupid.
imagine, like, because you know what the drinking age is 18 in London and the Caribbean.
That's London. We talking about the
Americans.
US.
American kids. Sorry.
Nah. Listen, I just like a good time, bro.
I know, but
you feel me?
I like safety, bro.
No cap. I love safety too.
Listen, 18-year-olds going to drink, but legally, nah.
Nah, but let's put this in perspective, though. Like, at the age of 18, you could sign up for the military, you could kill a bunch of niggas and get tobacco in your lungs, but I can't sip on honey.
Hold on, but there's a difference between those, right? Yeah, you could go put your motherfucking life on the line. That's your business.
No business.
You could fucking smoke a fucking cigarette. That's your business.
No business.
But if you start drinking, that now becomes everyone's business. Okay. Because first of all, you can be driving by the time you're 18. Like 18-year-olds, bro. As soon as they become an adult, bro, and I'm speaking from all of us experience, we've all been 18 before. As soon as you become 18, you're legally an adult, you just think you know everything.
Yeah.
And you think you could do whatever the fuck you want. And especially this new age, young motherfuckers, they are like that times 10. If you allow them to just purchase liquor whenever the fuck they want, there would be nothing but hell in the U.S., bro.
I've known niggas that bought alcohol when they're 16, bro.
Yeah,
so
but
I feel like...
I mean, yeah, because that... But like not legally, illegal, though. Because if you're doing it illegally,
even if it's illegally, it's still accessible.
No, right? It's accessible, but it's not openly acceptable.
Acceptable, you know what I'm saying?
I can't...
I mean, yeah, it's not openly acceptable, but it's still accessible. Like, 16-year-old could get us going to the liquor store and buy alcohol, get behind the wheel.
Not all the time, though.
Not all the time, but it's more likely in New York than anywhere else.
But here's the thing, though. Even though it does, because a lot of things can happen. It's like the same shit with guns, right? It's like niggas still find they get their hands on guns, but there's a difference between niggas illegally find getting their hands on guns and an openly saying you could cop a gun if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Because the difference is because we're still the small factor there is that are the kids that are getting actually held back by the law. It still makes all the difference. Because there's a difference between having somebody do this shit illegally and them having to sneak around it.
I mean...
Then I'll just openly telling them, yeah, do it.
But this is my thing, though. I feel like kids now... Like, let's be real. You drank more when you was younger than you are legal to buy the alcohol. Because if you tell a kid, you can't do that, they're more likely to do it. So if you bring it to 18, they're going to drink, like, but they're not going to...
I feel like that's how the logic worked in the Caribbean, because my mom said that it's been like that for years. Like, it's been
but that's
18
the Caribbean.
For years. But it's still the same process.
Nah,
bro.
But they grow up.
They grow up differently, but they're still the same process of drinking.
But nah, Trojan, I feel like you're kind of taking things out of... Okay, right? You keep talking about other places. We talking about the United States of America.
I'm talking about other places to put it into perspective.
I know, but I'm saying, but the thing about it is
I'm
other places.
About the U.S. too.
I know, but I'm saying other places, they grow up different. The rules are different.
Yeah, I obviously know that. But I was putting it into Muzzy's point into perspective.
No, like because like before you said
a limitation on people that are younger and say you can't do this, they're going to do it anyways. That's why I made the correlation to London niggas who get alcohol 18 because they're fucking drinking and driving. Rate is low as fuck. That's why I'm putting it into perspective.
Hold on. Let me try to bring this. Let's move on to something that's more illegal than drinking, or worse than drinking. Let's say murder, right? Mm-hmm.
People
kill.
Murder at the age of
Let's say murder is legalized. Let's say he's okay to kill a motherfucker. What's gonna happen?
I mean, some states you are actually legal to kill a nigga.
But what's gonna happen if they legalize murder?
I don't know. Or like a stand your ground type of law?
Niggas are dying.
Murder.
Niggas are dying.
Like, you can
walk out purge,
like,
bro.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, niggas is
going to
die.
It's going to ramp up significantly. Why? Because, oh, shit, I can do this now. It's like GTA, bro.
I mean, but
but that's just murder saying it's legal now. That's not saying it's illegal to buy alcohol at 17 and under.
No, but it's like...
You're saying murder is just legal in general. I'm saying the legal age is 18. You're putting a limitation on alcohol anyways.
Okay,
it's a limitation.
Yeah, that's like you saying, is alcohol legal? Like a 5-year-old could buy alcohol.
Okay,
yeah.
My point is, right, is that the United States, the whole world looks at the United States of America like a bunch of fucking idiots, right?
Okay.
If we're keeping it a stack. And it's because, no lie, we are. Like, this entire country is a bunch of fucking idiots.
I'm not saying
every single one of us are fucking idiots, but... A lot of United States, bro, especially the youth, the amount of dumb shit people do, it's way different than other countries or other places, bro. Like the U.S. is just the fucking wildest, one of the wildest motherfucking places, bro. And the thing about that is that I feel like certain limitations are needed, because if we just allow people to just do things, then shit is just gonna get worse. Especially because I've seen, obviously a lot of us, we've been drinking before the legal age, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, right? I've seen, especially growing up around motherfuckers that have been drinking before the age of wilding out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen these little motherfuckers get their hands on alcohol and crash cars, fucking rape women. I'm so sorry if that triggered anybody, but keep it a stack. Crash cars, rape women, fucking accidentally kill somebody, fucking do the wildest shit possible. And I'm talking about the underage niggas. Mm-hmm. The people drinking before the age of 21. I've seen some of these young motherfuckers go absolutely fucking bonkers because they had somebody with a fake ID get their hands on alcohol, or like they probably had an irresponsible older person hand them some drinks, and some liquor, and they start bugging the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So even though like it does still happen, even though we had the limitation, if we didn't have the limitation at all, then it'd be way more people doing it. Started drinking until I was 20, 21.
I can't jack that, because there's no statistical evidence that if you take a limitation off of something that's already happening, it's gonna happen more.
But there's no statistical evidence that it won't happen either.
No,
but the thing, but not, I'm not saying, I think, I'm not I think saying it's gonna get decreased.
But that's the thing. I think it's a sense of rather like, safe than sorry.
I feel like we at this point we could just agree or disagree.
No cap. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty already at that point. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like me and Jean are just kind of letting, like, you know, our reasons why. I think it's just a situation of, like, you know, just it's safer than sorry for me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a safer than sorry thing, you know? Because, like, yeah, it'd be cool if we could start drinking earlier, but it's better to be safer than sorry. Allow you to be older to start drinking rather than younger.
At the end of the day, bro, fuck alcohol, bro. That shit is disgusting. Smoke weed, bro. That shit is way better.
I disagree.
Nah, I be having moments, bro.
Nah, bro.
I be wanting to drink instead of smoking, bro.
Nah, bro. You know why you get drunk? Because your body's dead ass being poisoned to be super dehydrated.
I mean, yeah, but that should be fun sometimes.
Drink water, bro.
Like, yo, just drink water, smoke just weed.
Drink water. Nah, like, you get drunk, drink water.
Smoke weed, bro.
Yo, just mad. You just mad because you can't hold your liquor, bro.
I can hold my liquor, nigga. Fuck out of here, bro.
Bro, he's Dominican. I believe him.
You know what I mean?
I've seen Musk drink, and I'm like, bro, you don't look drunk. What the fuck?
Bro, remember when we was doing that thing with Jimmy? And everybody was like, oh, you
know. What thing? You remember when we drank the 1800?
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, how you feeling? Like, I'm like,
I was fine.
Oh, everybody was like, how you feeling?
No, you were the one person that asked for the chaser.
What do you mean, I asked for a chaser? I don't like the taste of liquor.
He was chasing, bro. I was drinking straight out the bottle, bro. Like, he's chatting, bro.
Bro, Jimmy was chasing too, and Jimmy was like,
yeah, but Jimmy's a little.
But he drank.
I like how we all know Jimmy.
Like, come on. Jimmy's not your best defense, bro.
Yeah, listen, bro. He drinks sake on the regular, bro.
Anyway,
sorry, what is it called? Soju.
But,
that's funny.
Anyway.
What the fuck? Jimmy Japanese now.
If we continue to, next opinion, by the way. Mm-hmm. If we continue to be increasingly sensitive, one day comedy and laughter will be non-existent. I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. That's true.
That's kind of facts.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Like, if the more sensitive the world gets, bro, eventually, like, the comedy is going to start dying out.
Did you just say a fucking fat joke?
Like, people finding everything just out of control. No, it's just stupid.
You know what, bro? I feel like, when we look at artists who do crazy disrespectful shit, I actually tip my hat to them, bro. Like, in a culture where you could get canceled for anything, like, I don't know if you want to give out free promotion, but niggas like Griffey and Trey Rag, these niggas don't give a fuck. Yeah. And they're the best. Dave Chappelle. Like,
yo, people are really going back to Dave Chappelle's old shit and complaining about it.
I don't give a fuck.
It's like, bro.
But he said the F word, bro. Fuck
that shit. That shit is like 10 years old and you're complaining about it now. Why was you complaining about it back then? Like,
you know what's crazy, bro? And I think about this a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, not to say I look up to these people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I look up to people who, like, quote unquote, don't give a fuck and just speak their minds and speak their opinions.
Yeah.
It's scary as fuck, bro.
to see niggas act like this?
Because 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, none of this was a thing. This is some recent shit. Mm-hmm. It's only recently people just started getting offended over everything.
The SJW movement was always been a thing, but it's now like the forefront everything. You can't say,
bro, they just changed Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, I saw that. They made Mr. Potato Head gender neutral now.
I can't talk about that. Video coming soon.
Are you fucking crazy?
Video coming soon.
Bro, it's supposed to be Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato.
That's the reason why they made both. What the fuck?
It's like,
it's to include everybody. Now it's like, there's apparently
everybody more. Already is so included. There's a Mrs. Potato Head.
What is it called now?
Potato Head. So he could be a fucking helicopter?
Like, this shit is fucking stupid, bro.
I see it coming from Pac-Man, too. Pac-Man is getting packed up now.
Bro, Pac-Man finna get packed up. It's finna get packed.
Yo, you're trying to play Pac?
What the fuck are
you talking about?
Put the man at the end of the car.
Yo, you know what's ridiculous to me? Yo, I thought about this last night. Since the beginning of time, it's been two motherfuckers on this earth. Niggas and bitches.
Yo, like,
since the beginning of time.
Man and woman, bro. Like, at the beginning of time, bro.
You pick one.
You can switch.
Go ahead. Do what you want to do.
But pick one.
Pick one, bro.
Not today, nigga. You can't have both. What the fuck?
Facts. Come on, man.
Don't make any damn
greedy
sense.
Greedy motherfucker. Nah.
Next opinion. There should be an international age of consent, and it should be 18, no matter what country you live in.
I feel that. You know what the age of consent is in Japan?
Yeah. Fucking 14.
14, nigga. 14.
That shit is out of control. What the fuck?
That makes you think, like, if you go to Japan and fuck a 14-year-old and come back to USA, did you break a crime?
No.
I would say yes.
But morally, you are fucking disgusting.
You a citizen in the US. Don't they? Ain't they?
Well, no.
I think in Japan, U.S. citizens aren't allowed to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
I heard that before.
It makes sense.
But to be honest, it don't take much for a nigga to go to Japan, get his citizenship, and then start wilding out there.
So, it's not funny, but
it's like, yeah, but like, yo,
nigga said, start wild, like this nigga moving on complete. Yo, where the preschool is at? Like, yeah, yo, damn, shit. Nigga.
But nah, like I agree with that. Because I'm not gonna lie, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, I've seen posts where parents aren't like Japanese parents. They don't fuck with that, so they like keep their kids isolated.
Yeah,
like,
jeez.
They protect the shit.
Imagine a 30-year-old motherfucker trying to prey on your 14-year-old.
Imagine your daughter freshly going to high school and she got to deal with some.
She
nigga.
Come home and say, "I got a boyfriend. Boyfriend 30."
Some nigga, hey, mom, I got an A in class. How'd you get that A? You ain't studying.
Well, my teacher
Johnson,
some nigga like, well God, into his damn. Pension and shit. Yo. That's OD.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
now Japan, they be having some weird shit, bro. Like, you know, they got vending machines where you can buy used panties and shit.
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, look it up.
Japan is horny, bro.
They're on some different.
They're horny. Yeah.
Yeah. The crime rate low as hell, though.
Yeah.
They have brothels and shit too.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, it's mostly just because the thing about Japan, like their work ethic is very, like, a lot higher than America's. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them don't have time for relationships and sex.
Their suicide rate is high shit.
So a lot of, like, the reason why sex is so, like,
of course they normalized.
I said,
of course, their work ethic high as fuck. Niggas, them niggas make manga.
Yeah.
Anime.
Yo, deadass.
Weekly, my nigga. What?
Mangakas? Oh, no. Yo, I would deadass be a mangaka, nigga.
Nah, bro.
I don't think you want that. I don't think you want that life.
You a slave, basically.
Like, a lot of them are just stressing life, bro.
Yeah.
You a passion worker.
Like, it starts off real nice, but, you know, after a while.
Niggas feeding that. Yo, drop season two. Drop season two,
bro,
right
imagine
now.
Imagine being like, who's the creator of One Piece or some shit?
Oda,
yeah.
Bro, imagine being that nigga and then you stop making episodes. And you just alive and everybody just looking
no
at you.
No funny shit,
like,
you can't go 1,000 episodes and just stop.
Yo,
you're bugging the
yo,
fuck
bro,
out.
Yo, bro, where the next episode at, my nigga?
One Piece supposed Every to be ending day. In like the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Akira Toriyama is not fucking active at all. He quit, bro. He's done.
Akira Toriyama just be telling niggas like,
yeah, he's like, alright, so just do this, do that. And yeah, alright, put my name on it. And then we out.
That's why Dragon Ball Super is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Next opinion. Black people can't be racist. This is Julio that said this.
I disagree. Black people can definitely be racist.
You could dare say, I don't like white people. And if I see racist. A white person, it's over. I'm
that's
kidding.
Racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
I know the argument Julio will bring up, and that argument is black people can't be racist because we don't have the power to oppress white people systemically. Like we can't.
But we have the power to oppress other races.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
racist.
That's true. Yeah. We technically can be racist. Like okay, if you look at racism, right, it's a fucking prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism. Literally, if it's prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism, that could be done to
anybody.
Nigga, like look at when the coronavirus started. Black people have been bodying Asian people.
Yeah.
For no reason, just because of a fucking virus.
It ain't even just black people. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally. I don't know, people that say black people can't be racist, I feel like they're just looking for a get out of jail free card to say whatever the fuck they want.
Got too much dip on their chip.
Like no cap. And I feel like that shit is so stupid. Just admit you're racist.
You can't be racist. It's possible, bro.
Like if you look at white people and that shit make your skin crawl, you're racist, bro.
Not in the case like that.
No, in a
case. If you see white people, you obviously gonna be like on some oh shit.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that. White people. Some people really be like, yo, fuck white people. I fucking hate white people.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm that's saying, as a black man, if you're in just a white setting and you're the only black man, you're gonna feel uncomfortable.
But I don't change think so. That to nah, a, change that to a like a Muslim person. That's like, racist. Or not racist, but like it's.
I'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm saying specifically white people because we're black men. If I was just around a whole bunch of Muslim people, I'd be fine.
I would.
What about a really? Bunch of white?
I'd be scared.
Why?
If I'm the only black person in an entire Muslim
area. Don't say.
Yo, nah.
That shit. Black
people could be racist.
Hey, I ain't gonna say it.
Yo, bro.
I ain't gonna say it, but listen, man.
If he says it, this podcast is gonna blow up. But yo,
what's up with this guy?
Listen, I look like one of these motherfuckers, so I can say that, bro.
But I mean, that argument, I could kind of say that for anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because imagine if I walk into a hood party by myself, I ain't bring no bros with me, you know what I'm saying? It's a hood party, and it's even if it's all black people there. You know what I'm saying? It's just everybody got a flag on their boat.
Okay, what if you're a black man,
you around a bunch of Mexicans and they all tatted to the face.
Listen. I understand exactly what Stephon's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
What? Because I feel like that's not an issue of like racism or prejudice or anything. It's kind of just you're alone.
Yeah.
You're in a strange environment. So let's say you with the bros. And you around another group of Muslims or some shit. Were you still feeling comfortable?
Like, how many bros am I with?
The whole fact.
So
six
of us. Bunch of Hansy Kings, too.
Six of us, three of them. You still uncomfortable?
Oh, six of us, three of them? Hell no. We the majority, nigga. Yeah. Y'all trying anything, we stomping you saying, up.
Okay, but if it's a different group of people. He's
stupid. What do you mean?
Why them specific?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I feel that way for anybody. Like, if I'm by myself, whether it be at a white party or a Muslim party or like fucking Indian party or anything, you know what I'm saying? I'm low key a little nervous.
I feel
you know what I'm saying? Even if I've been with y'all some places and then we walk into certain places and I look around and I'm like, I don't like the energy here.
Yeah.
Like yo, suburbs. Remember that one time we was going to the YouTube space? I don't think Nick got there yet. But was it Nick?
No, I got there late.
It was us and Julio. We was going to use the space, and while we was waiting for Nick, we went to that white restaurant.
Yeah.
And we was the only black people in that entire restaurant.
That's the exact situation.
And we was low key shook. Like we was and they kept looking at us and shit.
Yeah.
And we was looking around like we don't like the energy.
Even the
here.
Bank we went to, bro, the fucking manager came out and watched us.
We were so uncomfortable that as soon as we got our food, we asked to pay.
I don't think that's our fault for I don't think that's us being racist. I think that's just a reaction that we had.
That's what I'm saying. You, as a black man, you just naturally feel uncomfortable around white people that just give you that weird energy.
Oh yeah, I was just saying I feel that way everywhere.
Yeah. Oh okay.
No, because when we was talking about was some black people really look at white people as scum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's I don't look at white people as scum.
Like Dr. Umar.
Yeah.
He has a white
woman.
It's funny.
Dr. Umar got a white girl?
He has a white girl. So I heard.
No.
I saw a picture of him.
Impossible.
With a Facebook belonging.
Impossible.
He said he's. I remember him saying on our pop.
He couldn't possibly.
Yeah, he said he couldn't do that.
He couldn't do it.
That's his whole business.
I promise you that's a lie.
It probably was a fake then.
I'm definitely. I promise you that's a lie.
My fault, Dr. Umar.
The day I see Dr. Umar marry a white woman, I won't believe a single thing anybody ever tells me.
White women are beautiful. I can't.
Fuck no. I couldn't see it ever happening. Anyway.
Black women are beautiful.
Next opinion. Virginity is a social construct and should not hold the weight that it does.
No. Virginity?
Yeah.
Is a social construct?
Julio said
he's
that.
He's right that virginity is a social construct.
Does he mean like people losing their virginity?
I think we romanticize that a lot. Like if you're a man that still has his virginity, you're a loser.
Yeah, bro, that's what all the niggas in Jimmy's video were saying. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm not enough because I'm a virgin. Like, bro, come on, man.
I definitely feel like it's... Okay, it's both ways, right? I feel like it's super dragged if people make fun of you for having it.
Yeah.
And I also think that it... Like this is Julio's opinion, by the way. Mm-hmm. That it definitely has an opinion... it definitely has a weight that it shouldn't have. Right, because I feel like if you wanna lose your virginity, just do it.
Whenever
like,
you feel,
I feel like it shouldn't be as important as you think it is.
I mean, let's talk about it though. Like, say if you talking to a girl and she says she's a virgin, how that gonna make you feel?
I mean, okay, here's the thing, right? If anyone tells me, like, if I'm with a girl, right, and she tells me she's a virgin, I do automatically feel a little weird about having sex with her, just purely because of the fact that I know that a lot of people take that shit seriously. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like there's a lot of...
If there's a lot of weight behind it, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of pressure. Because if I'm with a girl... Yeah, if I'm with a girl and she asks me to take her virginity, that feels, very heavy on me.
That's just anything. Like, let's say, like, somebody's like, oh, this is my first time doing so-and-so, and you've done it, like, 4,000
times. But isn't that part of just social
You just feel weirded out, like, just having them experience.
You know what I'm saying? I wish it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
But the fact that I know... Because for me, it's less about what I believe. It's just more so that, like, if I'm looking at this girl... Okay. I don't get no bitches. But hypothetically, right? This is a girl that I know, right? And she is a virgin, and she does want to have sex with me. But one of the main reasons why I don't want to have sex with her is because she's a virgin. Because I know how seriously some people take that shit. To me, it doesn't really mean a lot. But I know to some other people, it probably does. And it may to her. So it's like, if I have sex with you and I take your virginity, then you automatically hold me to a very high standard. Mm-hmm. And you probably want a lot more from me than I was expecting to give you in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I have no plans to cuff you. Like, I have no...
This nigga using this as a fucking... He's using this to come clean to her, like, listen.
Yo, he go DM her, like, here's a link.
let's get to the hour and 8 minute mark. I don't want to have sex with you.
Hey, I said this was hypothetical.
Sure. Go ahead.
Like, we believe you.
But I can say her name right now, bro.
You don't even know.
Nigga, her name is... No. Go ahead.
But yeah, it's like, because, you know, some people fall in love with people that they lose their virginity to. Mm-hmm. Like, some people won't ever leave you alone because, you know, like, some people will get mad at you if you don't want to continue. Like,
nigga said, I'm looking for love.
Like, that's beastie.
I do feel like losing your virginity is a necessary experience.
For sure.
To your growth. But it shouldn't be as heavy as most people.
You want to know what it is? I feel like, personally, for me, when I lost my virginity, I didn't see sex as highly as I did.
Yeah.
I feel like this is just a wake-up call in general. Like,
yo, to be honest, I feel like you gotta lose your virginity and go crazy until you meet the one, bro.
Facts.
So that you prepared and you ready. Because it's kind of like the same thing as I don't really understand waiting until marriage.
Yeah, that's
because it's like, imagine you wait till marriage just to find out you bust in 2 seconds and her shit probably drops.
Imagine waiting till marriage and finding out that, like, you don't got no stroke.
Like, no stroke at all.
You put that back into it.
You know what's funny? That's actually happened to so many people. And, like, people end up, you know, not staying together or cheating ASAP because of shit like that. Because
they wait. Your niggas man teeth.
Like, it's like they wait until marriage, and then like when they have like that honeymoon sex, it's just like, this is trash.
You feeling how weird? It's not
because you know what's funny.
Damn, you take these shits out yet? Yeah. Damn, these need some braces. I can feel every crooked cranny of your fucking jaw.
You got some fillings recently.
You know what? Never mind. Don't put braces on this. Chainsaw jaw. Yo, shit. Daddy, why do you sit down when you pee? Because your mother's jaw. Yo. Yo. Doctor said I can't stand up for 3 more months. So he's talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got carried away.
Fuck. What the fuck?
See, don't wait till marriage, nigga. You don't want to sit when you pee, bro.
Yeah, man. Yo, if you get the opportunity, bro, just get your nut off, bro.
And on that note,
let's.
Hey, it's your boy Nichols Bryce. Follow me on YouTube and Instagram at Nichols Bryce.
Yo, it's your boy Safon. Follow me on Instagram at SXVE_SARU.
Yo, it's Muzzy. Follow me on Instagram at imuzzy, imuzzyy.
Yo, Chandre, follow me on Instagram at dreamville.smith.
We don't get no clout. He not here. Shame.
Shame.
Follow the podcast, Instagram at Factology Podcast. You can donate to the Cash App at $Factology.
Or you can donate to Starving Kids in Africa. But
Cap.
Oh my god, yo.
I'm sorry.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're uploading some new content soon.
At the Factology Podcast on YouTube. Do that. Mm-hmm. And join the Discord.
Yes, sir.
You owe me a soda, nigga.
Fuck. We canceled out. all the links are in the bio on the IG. And on that note,
we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Deuces.